As I say, we've been training well, and you know, it isn't. I think optimism and belief and people buying in have never been the problem. Getting people on the training field has been the problem. So, if anything, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've had more numbers playing. We've had a couple of training sessions back down at Kirkstall for the first time this year. We're not moved into Kirkstall yet, and there are no showering facilities or offices just yet. But the players were able to train on the newly grassed field, which Ryan Golden's absolutely been brilliant, the groundsman, to get that turned around for us. So yeah, there's been a lot of positivity this week.
I think you call that field Wembley, don't you? Does it feel like going to Wembley, being able to get back on it?
Yeah, we've actually just changed it, to be fair. So the part of getting back down to Kirkstall is we've rejigged one or two things about. But yeah, that's what we'll rename that Wembley, and there is a decent feeling being in similar surroundings.
In review from last week, are you more encouraged by the performance than you were straight after the game?
You know, you look across the comp for the fixtures that weekend. Everybody's completion rates were down. It's probably not the right platform to say it, but I question the quality of the balls. I've got to do. People's ability to hold on to those balls in wet weather has been the case for a long time. And when they first came in, we said it. We calmed down because nothing was going to get done. And then I don't think in wet weather that those particular balls are forever that's worth. And I thought we just ridiculously lost far too much ball. So that's why I was a little bit reserved in my praise of that performance, but defensively got back to where we needed to be.
What about the team this week?
One or two people may be back. Ryan Hall's going to have a late fitness test tomorrow, and he may well feature, which would be great. Brett Delaney won't be available, neither will Carl Ablett, Tom Briscoe, Ashton Golding or Stevie Ward. They're still gone. It was going to be a similar team to last week, with Hawley in there or thereabouts.
If he does make it, how big a boost would it be to have Ryan Hall back out there?
It's going to be great to have him in the fold. What Ryan will give us in game one, I'm not sure. Bearing in mind these are exceptional circumstances, and Ryan would probably be waiting another 10 days before he comes back in, because he's had very limited running. So what he'll get, you know, he'll certainly benefit from playing. And if he can offer something within in that period, that's great.
What are you expecting from Wakefield?
Good team. Their Chris Chester seems to have given them a bit of a new lease of life, or give them a freedom to play. They certainly enjoy playing with each other with the ball, for sure. And, you know, certainly can attack. They'll be good there at their place. We were expecting them to be very good.
You mentioned Ryan Hall in contention and those players that are due to come back after the break next week. How much credit would you give to Ash Handley and Luke Briscoe in particular, where those two young fellas have put their hand up for the team?
Well, you count Ashton Golden in that category as well. You know, they've played a hell of a lot of games. I suppose Ash Handley's the only person that's playing in position. Ashton Golden's a fullback normally, and held his own on the wing. Seen it through some really difficult occasions and difficult moments, you know, over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And Luke Briscoe's come in over the last, you know, a couple of weeks again, and did a decent job. And they've all held their own. They get burnt, and yes, they make some errors, and then they go and do some really good stuff as well. So it's valuable experience for them. As I've often said, you'd like it to be in better circumstances, and you'd like them to have a few more senior people around them, so when they do make that single error on their own, we can help, we can clean up, we can manage it. Their attitude towards playing and towards this tough period has been as equally impressive as anything they've done on the field. And it's, you know, for the young fellas, and any coach will tell you, you put a young fella in and he may play well once, twice, three times, and even if he's flying after four games, you're pretty much standing him down on week five just in case, and you don't want him to go through. You don't want to crash and burn, basically, after as what young fellas quite often can do. We haven't been afforded any of that luxury. They've had to go in there, and they've been pretty much patching them up, sometimes emotionally every week, and saying, right, get back out there. Here's what you've got to think about this week. Here's what you need to do. Their attitude towards that has been very good, really positive, very tough mentality.
Have you looked at this block of games before the break next week as a block of games, or just game by game?
The thinking about things strategically, of course, we have a look at some things. We're in a game by game mentality at the moment. You know, we got the win last week, and then we quickly got to turn our attentions to this game. And I think we've got to gain some momentum and start giving ourselves a bit of a foothold in the door before we start thinking about things strategically.